Salam, Jaya, 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 Jaya 네. 다 들은 게 값을라 제땅 게 처제 친구게 나딩가 원데이터 네 처제 친구게 띵엔진 좀 원데이터 넘버 2월라 제때 누군가지 그걸로 제때 누가까지 진짜 당가 원데이터나 처제 친구한테 돌람 돌람이 이제 네 라미게 퇴자 네 퇴자빠 이런들 나랑서 검네 미사일게 원세히로 요마레디 이나야 다 조반지티 섬진 두근두근 라마 조반지티 섬진 두근두근 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 두근
For today, there will be two empowerments for Mahamudra. One, which is called the Fivefold Mahamudra, is from the tradition of Trigong Kakyu, and the other one, which is called the empowerment the Samadhi empowerment of Mahamudra, is from the Drukpa Kakyu tradition. Since the practice of Mahamudra is called the path of liberation, there is no real empowerment ceremony taking place. The transmission of Mahamudra is through instruction that we then individually practice in order to realize the fruition. But still, it is said that Mahamudra is like a lion, and a lion in order to have eyes must possess five attributes. That is why the Trigong master Kyopa Jikson Gunpo designed an empowerment of Mahamudra with five aspects. And also there's an empowerment of for Mahamudra according to the Drupa Kagyu, Master Pamo Drupa.
Tene ta tela ta chitang ge chaje chimbo concrete ta tela yelang da butela chaje chimbo ngade tela tene ngade te joban ji tin som jingam bu som na ngade ge tangbo pe jomba da hinji de la tene jomba da chaje chimbo gam bu ka sa la yinji minji tene jomba da hinji da janju ge sen de yinji minji bu gre ma to Tene, Jambatan Hinji, Mena, Tige, Yende, Yungamarela, Yende, Yinji, Yungamarela, Yende, Mena, Tene, Randaya, Yangtapa, Yungio, Mare, Junsin Tela, Tene, Tene, Chaja Jambogam, Bagasala, Saint Jintam, Dewan de Pig, Jambata, Saint Jintam, Dungal, Tavarn de Pig, Ninjeta. Tene Tigandola, Saint Jintam, Sanji Jacobon, Deborah Deputy, Janju Cassenti, Intimity Burgre, Junsi teacher, Nasaja Champagamba Gazala, Intimity Hundred, the Kalchamon.
The practice of Mahamudra is the same as the general way, and these five attributes or aspects are subsidiary points. According to Kyopa Jikson Gumpo, the great master, he said that. The first of the five aspects or subsidiary aspects for Mahamudra is loving kindness and compassion. And the practitioner of Mahamudra needs to develop loving kindness and compassion in order to be able to benefit others. And without this altruistic attitude of love and compassion, one won't even accomplish the welfare for oneself. So therefore, the practitioner, as a preliminary, must first develop the loving kindness of wishing other beings to be happy, the compassion of wishing them to be free from suffering, and the bodhicitta that is the resolve to establish all sentient beings without exception in the state of liberation and enlightenment. So in this way, this preliminary point is extremely important.
Shirapji Tesam Totugio Mari, Jitang Shirapki Shigre, Dinaya, that same Jinelutta, Chaja Chimbo, the Nasam Lambdesipa in the Chemna, Tinitella, Shirapki, Jepa, the Shiro, Rogio Marilla, Tinit Junsin Tela, Tinit Caridisena, Tinit Rangla, Lame Chilabla Tini, Tinit Rang and Moa, the Journey, Semik and Neluton, Chaja Chimbo, the Togio.
That was the first among the five. For the second, that is devotion to one's guru, one's master. And in general, it is not enough just to be intelligent and discern what Mahamudra means. Through one's intelligence, one can grasp the meaning of Mahamudra intellectually, but that is not enough because Mahamudra is the path of direct perception. And therefore, it is not sufficient just to have the idea of Mahamudra as an object of one's of analysis. What is necessary is to change perception, to change experience, and that is takes place through receiving the blessings. The receiving of blessings depends on devotion. So therefore, there is a Guru Yoga. A practice of developing devotion and receiving blessings from one's master. And for this it is necessary to regard one's personal guru as being like a Buddha in person, or even superior to the Buddha in one's own perception. And in this way, one is able to receive blessings as if from a Buddha in person, or from even greater than from the Buddha. And in this way, in order to realize Mahamudra, devotion and receiving the blessings is most important.
Tene ta tegen de la sumba te tene yiram de la gong yorela tene chaje chimbo nyamne se pekasa la yiram de la gong de te jerem gong de te khal chimbo Junsin Kariri Siena, Tinitanda, Naransogan Nawa La, Lunde, Mother Benoa Yungrela, Mother Benoa Yunga Latine, Tinit Sam Jam, Mother De, Yamon Bandaja, Don Dumukaran, Hindu Tempajeta, Tinit Lum Madapa, and Duzi Jungu in Pichina, Tela Jawat, and Gawat, and Nawat, and Hivet, Duman number Natsup Yungi. Tini Junsin Tela Tini, Tini Ranga, Sam Layepig, Madapa, the Shoshet of Timulas of Yamon by Pangu Yorela, Tini Lula Yepe, Nasa Dumata Jaganati, Dumatin, Pangu Yore, Te pangwala kare panguri wale se na nyemo patwa to hiji de pat panguri wale. Nyemo patwa hiji de pat pangwala yul number mada pala tini tini yujin number mada pa nyemo patwa hiji de pat yungi wale la. Yunsin tela tini tanda mada pala nungi wale te yina yun nelu go onda se na mada pa mare. Tini rang lu di la yi kunda ko jiri la. Tini la yi kuti yimba la yimba hi ni tini nguni nguzang na Tini teche tawa gindu togi yore. Tini teche tawa gindu tona yam jalala tini nguduk topata chujong la tini tini dupa yungi yore la. Junsin tela tini chaja chimbo gamba kasa la yam jalai jeram gamba tini kal chimbo re tini sumare.
The third of the five aspects is yidam practice. And the purpose of yidam practice is because at present we do have impure perception. We experience impure phenomena and in our mind we give rise to, out of ignorance, to disturbing emotions of attachment, aggression, delusion, pride, jealousy, and so forth. Also, it appears to us that our body is made out of a material substance that is subject to age, sickness, death, and so forth. So it is a support for suffering, which is also an impure experience. And these two together come from the obscuration of disturbing emotions and the cognitive obscuration or obscuration of dualistic knowledge. In order to abandon these two, to abandon the disturbing emotions, to abandon the cognitive obscuration, we need to step back one sentence. The impure states of mind arises based on an impure object perceived, and so in order to change the impure objects into pure ones, we need the yidam practice. And seeing, trying to see things as pure is not imagining something which is unreal and which is not, because from the very beginning, our body is of the pure nature of a deity. The perceived objects are already pure, so by training in this way, we come to realize things as they truly are, and in this way, we'll accomplish the different attainments or siddhis of the hiram and the activities of the Dharma protectors and so forth.
Tene ta te gendula yiba te ta chaje chimbo ra gam je re la tene ta te la chaje chimbo ta ngune ta ta da chang ngi je ta la ma la so wan da pa ta yiram je la yiko gam ba te yema ta bu je re la ta ngune su gam je te kan de re se na ta sen je ne lu gam ba de tene te ya jer do ta ngaran su ge sem te Muzumeba. Tini Chitang and Ransug Sem Ri, some of you are ready. Inaya, Sem Ti, Nesa Kondo Nepata, Gosa Kondo Gopata, Jesa Kondo Chivata, Mupu Nelu Kain, but in Zola Toyin Gina, Tini Sem Hipati, Rangu Yen and Matuba, Namkata, Tini Namkatomba Tabuti, Ransug and Namkatabuti, Ransug Zogu, you are visiting Zogu, Omari. San Korangu, Tetar to Tela, Junsin Tela Tini, Sanji jumped in the Tijan, and Tini Chutamji Tombany to Sumari. Chutamji Tombany. Chutamji Tombany to Sumari.
The fourth point is the actual training in Mahamudra, for which the first three points, cultivating loving kindness and compassion, supplicating the one's guru, and training in Yidam practice are helpers. Now for the actual training in Maha Mudra, then first of all, we have the feeling of my mind, my consciousness, what one really is. But if we try to find and look closely, there's no thing anywhere within which or on which or in which we can find something to identify or pinpoint as being my mind. Its real identity of what it really is, in essence, there's no thing whatsoever. It's utterly empty, just like space. And this empty space-like nature of mind, is it something that we need to create or achieve? No, it's not. It's simply how it is already since the beginningless time. This is why the Buddha said that the nature of all things is emptiness. While this is the case, that the nature of one's mind is like space, why don't we just see it? Why is it not obvious in our experience? And the reason is that it is the fabric of conceptual thinking that we continually give rise to, which cover up the basic nature, just like the sky being covered by clouds. And as long as that is the case, that conceptual thinking has not been brought to an end, our thinking has not been brought to a halt, then the innate wisdom that of seeing the nature as it is, and the wisdom that perceives all knowable things, are not realized, not manifest. They are like the sun, the moon, and the stars in the sky. But if the sky is covered by clouds of different types, then the sun, the moon, and the skies, and so forth, cannot be seen. In this way, we should make it clear to ourselves that in order to realize the wisdom of seeing the nature as it is, and the wisdom that perceives all that exists, then we must pacify or make our conceptual thinking subside. And the way to bring thinking to an end is by training in non-conceptual wakefulness, by training in the equanimity of non-conceptual wakefulness.
Tene ta te jisla ta nga ding kana ni nga ba de la tene nga ba de nga ran so ten ji xiong la go ba de ten ji la ta gam ga ra la ma gam ji ram gam cha ji chen bo gam tene jup la mo wa do na ngi ji da ba de ji min ji go ga re so ma de la tene ta de ya ji tang ge nga ran so ge ta la ma la so wa ta pa ta mo ge ji pa ta Tiny Junsen Carrizia, Napena, Yinji Noburmboche, Yona, Yinji Noburmboche, La Tangma, Yakosin, Yago, Yaramato, Yinji Nobuti, Topasin, Yabu, Pete, and the Langaranzola, Tuni, saw you already, Tuni, Sapa, Tela, Tenim, Melam, Japney, Tangman, that was Zogu, Tangman, that was Mazuna, Tenim, Haran, like Stombek, and Dot, Dugio.
So the actual training in Mahamudra is the fourth point. Now the fifth one is called dedication and aspiration. And what one has practiced, for example, in one session, starting out with cultivating loving kindness and compassion, then supplicating the one's guru, generating devotion, and then following that by the yidam practice. That is all what is called the accumulation of merit with focus. The training in the non-conceptual wakefulness of Mahamudra itself is the accumulation of wisdom beyond focus. And these two are like something very precious, like a wish-fulfilling jewel. In order for a wish-fulfilling jewel to fulfill wishes, it needs to be kept very clean and in a proper way. If it is made dirty, kept in an improper way, it will not fulfill one's wishes. So to ensure that one's accumulation of merit and wisdom is kept very tidy and cleanly, we need to dedicate and make wishes in the correct and clean way, in order to fulfill the welfare of oneself and for all other beings. We should make the wishes that what I have done here, what I have gathered of positive, either as merit or wisdom, I dedicate that and I make the wish that it may be of benefit for all sentient beings, that there may be no obstacles on the path for my practice of samadhi and so forth. And in this way, we'll be able to accomplish the perfect benefit of both self and others. In order to ensure that one practices a complete path, then there's a tradition which is called the fivefold Mahamudra.
Tanga, Tarangita, Lamate, Lenjanam Galagam, Tinitigatawa, the Wizard Garbutu, Tachitanga, Socha, Mugutan, Sinap Calcio in the Chenna, Tela Solotap, Solotapa Latin, Trava, the Wizard Garbutu, Domani Wizard Mabutu, Tukani Wizard Number Two, Tewani Wizard Seven Two, Sawani Wizard Jongutu, Tinitig, Padin Lanako, Song To, Yentin, Tinig, Sinap Tanji.
Next, for the samadhi empowerment of Mahamudra, according to the Drupa Kagyu tradition, we imagine in the space before us our personal root guru. And from his forehead, his throat, his heart center, his navel and the secret place, rays of light stream forth and enter our own five places. White light from his forehead, red from his throat, blue light from his, deep blue light from his heart center, yellow from his navel, and the green light from his secret place. And by dissolving into ourself, we should imagine that we receive the blessings and the qualities of his five aspects, body, speech, mind, qualities and activities, And in this way, that the capacity for realizing the state of Mahamudra has been implanted in our being. After that, the empowerments of Mahakala and also of Dusulma, the Mahakala empowerment, the forearm Mahakala, is transmitted through Ga Klotsawa. And the empowerment is done by means of a trauma, just as has been explained previously. The different details of the empowerment is the same as before as well. Just to mention that just like in the case of the deities that come in either male or female aspect, the aspect of skillful means is the deity manifests in a male form, and the aspect of knowledge, discriminating knowledge, is the deity manifest in a female form. So we should understand that the Mahakala, the male aspect, is the essence of the parameters of skillful means, generosity, discipline, patience, diligence, and concentration, while the female Dharma protector is the essence of the transcendent knowledge, the parameter of discriminating knowledge. That's it for today.
Yeah.